For the past 5 years, Emily Fennell has been single-handedly raising her daughter. In 2006, Emily was in a car accident. Her right hand was caught in the open sunroof between the car and the road. Doctors at the UCLA Medical Center determined it was too severely injured to save, and it had to be amputated.
I had my accident when she was only 14 months old, so she's never known me with two hands. So for her to think that this is cool and for her to be supportive of the decision that I've made is very important to me.
Now, 5 years later, Emily is undergoing intensive physical therapy to help her brain mechanically learn how to use a new hand she received from a donor. But medical director of the UCLA hand transplant program, Dr. Sue McDermott, made sure Emily was aware of the risks.
It's a little bit different if you're receiving a heart or a liver transplant. These are life-saving organs. Her hand is a life-changing organ, and she needed to understand that risk-benefit ratio for herself as to whether she would be willing to go forward in life with the use of immunosuppressive drugs.
These immunosuppressive medications are drugs Emily will have to take for the rest of her life so that her body won't reject the new hand. But the immunosuppressive drugs come with side effects.
Infection is the one shadow that always falls over anybody who's on any kind of immunosuppression. We watch for kidney dysfunction. We watch for any evidence of malignancy.
But Emily isn't put off by the rigorous physical therapy or the heavy doses of medication, if it means getting something back she thought she lost forever.
Right now, it almost seems surreal that I didn't have a hand for those 5 years. I do feel like it's mine. Slowly but surely, every day it becomes more and more mine.
Since the accident, Emily has learned to type 40 words a minute with just her left hand. Her physicians expect her to gain sensation in her right hand within the year. Candace Winters, Annenberg Radio News.